Welcome back to the Transform Your Mind to Transform Your Life, the podcast. You're listening to 5-Minute Fridays with Coach Myrna. So today I want to teach on the topic, enhancing nonverbal communication for better relationships. You know, we should know by now, if we're adults, that your nonverbal communication is much more important than your verbal communication. As women, we know that a roll of the eye and an attitude is what men see more than what we say. So today, I want to teach you 10 nonverbal communication that is talking louder than what you're actually saying. So let me give you a little background. Nonverbal communication is a vital component of human interaction. While words convey our thoughts and ideas, our body language, facial expressions, and gestures often speak louder than words. In fact, research suggests that up to 93% of communication is nonverbal. Let me say that again. 93% of communication is nonverbal. Therefore, mastering the art of nonverbal communication can significantly enhance your relationships, both personally and professionally. So, here are some strategies to enhance nonverbal communication for better relationships. The first one, maintain eye contact. Eye contact is a powerful form of nonverbal communication that conveys interest, sincerity, and attentiveness. When speaking with someone, maintain appropriate eye contact to signal your engagement and openness to communication. You know something? Looking someone in the eye is a very hard thing to do. When you're speaking, you have a tendency, you want to look away. It is more comfortable when you're not looking someone in the eye. But you know something? Look at the romance movies. I tell you, eye contact convey so much heat, so much power of love and interest. And all they do is stare in each other's eyes. Every love movie showed an interest because the director knows that's how you convey interest. That's how you convey love. That's how you get the hots for someone, by staring them in their eyes. So regardless, you might want to look away, try to keep that attention. And it's the same thing, you know, when I'm doing interviews, then even though I'm looking at, you know, at the camera, I try to think of the camera as someone's eyes, like I'm doing right now. I'm looking directly in the camera and I'm talking to you. So technically, I'm maintaining eye contact. All right. Very important. Second one is, I know you know this, is pay attention to body language. Pay close attention to your own body language and that of others. Crossed arms, fidgeting, avoiding eye contact can convey disinterest or defensiveness, while an open body language and leaning in to demonstrate attentiveness and receptiveness. Leaning in is an important thing. If you want to show someone that you're listening and you're interested in what they're saying, you lean in a little bit, right? And that conveys that you're actually listening. But this crossed arm thing, you know, I have seen people being interviewed and they're crossed their arms. And I'm not sure why they did it. And I'm almost sure it's an unconscious act. But I know that that means that they're closed off. So I pay close attention to that. And yes, you should too. Do not go in an interview and cross your arms. You're not going to get that job, right? So it's very important to be open and not cross your arms, right? Now, this is one that I learned when I was doing sales. Mirror and match. This is how you create rapport, right? Subtly mirroring the body language and gestures of the person that you're communicating with can create a sense of rapport and connection. However, you must be careful not to mimic too closely, as it might come across as insincere or mockery. But, you know, people like people who are like them, so, which is basically what this is coming from. One of the things that I normally have to mirror and match is tonality, because I'm always very excitable and I can be loud. And when I'm speaking to a soft person, I have to remember, or a soft-spoken person, I should say, I have to remember to tone it down. And that's when you're living consciously, because a lot of people don't realize that they should speak up or speak louder so that they can, you know, let the other person feel that they're like them, right? So now the next one is basically what I'm talking about when I'm mirroring and matching, is regulate your tone and pitch. The tone and pitch of your voice can greatly impact how your message is received. Speak clearly with a tone that matches the context of the conversation. A warm and friendly tone can foster trust and rapport, while a harsh or monotone voice can create tension. Now, you know, the tone and pitch is very important, especially on the radio or a podcast or even television, right? Because you don't want a monotone, boring person, right? And if you are talking to a monotone, boring person and you're excitable like me, then, you know, if you want to connect with them, especially if it's a love interest, you know, you're remember to tone it down a little bit and become softer or whatever. And you quiet tonality people, you've got to remember too, to bring the energy level up a little bit when you're speaking to someone that has high energy. Remember that. So it works both ways. Our facial expressions convey a wealth of emotions and intention. Smile genuinely to express warmth and approachability, and use appropriate facial expressions to match the tone of the conversation. A smile goes a long way. I smile all the time. And sometimes I don't even know that I'm smiling because, you know, people smile back. And, you know, one of the things I do is I walk in the park every day, and everybody that passes you in the park says hi or to give you a smile. And the people that give me this bright ass smile when they're passing me, I think it's so beautiful. You know, normally, you know, I just nod or I give a smile, but very few people give me back a radiant smile. And when they do, I think it's the most beautiful thing. So yeah, always lead with a smile if you can. Now be mindful of personal space, right? Respect personal boundaries and be mindful of invading someone's personal space, because that may make them feel uncomfortable or threatened. You know, while maintaining an appropriate distance communicates respect and consideration. Yeah, you know those people that come right up in your face. You know, they're not that many. I haven't had a lot of, you know, experience with that. But there's some people, again, when, you know, I was doing sales and, you know, was interacting with a lot of people on a regular basis. There's some people will come right here and talk to you. You know what I mean? And you've got to like subtly back away. Yes. Personal space, personal boundaries. I don't know how far it is, but I'm thinking it should at least be arm's length if it's a stranger, right? You only want to be someone's face is if you're going to kiss them. And, you know, I know when someone is going to kiss someone on screen because they're moving closer. And that's the only time you should be doing it. If you want to kiss somebody, let them know you're interested in being kissed. Other than that, respect the boundaries. Now, listen attentively. Now, I mentioned that earlier about, you know, leaning in to let someone know that you're listening. So nonverbal cues can also be a valuable tool for active listening. Nodding, maintaining eye contact, and using facial expressions to show understanding or empathy can signal the speaker that you're really and fully engaged in the conversation. You know, I had to learn that with my husband, because my husband likes to talk And he is not one of these ones that wants to have you to respond. He wants you to listen, and he doesn't want you to respond. And it's extremely hard for me not to interject, because to me, that's what a conversation is. I'm talking, or you're talking, and I'm letting you know that I'm listening by interjecting, like, you know, how we do on a podcast. But so if someone doesn't want you to say anything, you've got to let them know that you're at least listening and you didn't fall asleep. So you've got to say things like, I understand. Yeah. You know, something like that. So to show them that you're actively listening. Number 8 is practice empathy. Now, this falls in with number 7, which is, you know, listen actively. But empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of others. By paying attention to nonverbal cues, such as facial expressions and body language, you can better understand the emotions and perspectives of those around you, fostering deeper connections and stronger relationships. So yeah, I mean, if someone is telling you a sad story, I mean, I remember I was watching Big Bang Theory, and one of the episodes on there is, you know, a deaf girl was communicating, and someone was, you know, translating by doing sign language. And then he decided to be bored because, you know, the person that's listening is just saying, you know, nah, because the person is doing sign language and he can't really understand sign language. And he zoomed out, and all of a sudden, this girl was talking about her dead dog. And the other person that was listening, you know, was laughing and smiling or whatever. He said, no, act sad. That's a sad story. So it's the same thing. If you're really listening to someone and they're telling you a sad story, you, in order to for them to know that you're listening, you have to show them empathy. Oh, I'm so sorry. Or oh my gosh. Something like that. So they know that you're listening. All right. Seek feedback. Extra feedback from trusted friends, family members, or colleagues on your nonverbal communication. They might provide value insights in areas for improvement and help you become more aware of your nonverbal cues. Women, this is for you. We have a lot of nonverbal cues that we don't even know that we're exhibiting. You know, I grew up where people would suck their teeth, you know, I don't know if you know what that is, but suck your teeth, roll your eyes, you know, all these different things that women do and men pick it up. And, you know, so if they were to ask you, a lot of times it's unconscious. So if you were to ask your husband, significant other, or whatever, what are some of your body language cues? You know, going into bed and turning your back is one of them, right? That's a cue. You're sending a nonverbal signal there. So you got to be better. Be authentic, okay? Don't fake it. Be authentic in your nonverbal communication. Genuine gestures, expressions, and body language are more likely to foster trust and build meaningful relations than those forced and insincere behaviors. All right. So as we wrap this up, I want to leave you with the fact that mastering the art of nonverbal communication is essential to building relationships in all aspects of life. By paying attention to your body language, facial expressions, tone of voice, and personal space, we can convey understanding, empathy, and sincerity, ultimately strengthen our connections with others. So this works whether you're in the boardroom, whether you're in the bedroom, you know, whether you're on the phone, whether you're in a podcast, anywhere that there's communication, there's nonverbal and verbal communication going on. So watch that body language. Be aware. Be conscious. Do not cross your arms. Do not cross your arms. Do not act bored. All right, listen. Okay, guys, well, listen, I had fun with this one. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of 5 Minute Fridays with Coach Myrna. If you're watching on YouTube, we'd love for you to hit that subscribe button and leave a comment. If you're listening to this on iTunes, would love for you as well to subscribe, rate, and review. That allows the podcast to be seen by more people. And of course, that's why I'm here. That's my mission, to grow and to empower. Thanks again for tuning in. Until next time, namaste.